when a British man who managed a construction company wrote a series of fish tank reviews for an obscure website, he included links to several Amazon product listings at the end of the reviews. He knew he'd earn a small commission if visitors clicked through from the reviews and made a purchase. But he was so busy with his day job that after he posted the reviews, he promptly forgot about the whole thing. A few weeks later, a check arrived in the mail for $350. His partner didn't believe it was real money until he took her out to a nice dinner with the proceeds. At the time, he had no idea that this small project, created in a weekend, would go on to make hundreds of dollars. He also didn't know that several years later, those same reviews would still be earning him an average of $700 a month, without any further work on his part. It wasn't retirement money, but it sure was nice. Similarly, when a San Diego government employee offered to photograph a friend's wedding, he didn't know it would lead to an extra $3,500 every month. This employee didn't want to be a full-time wedding photographer, but the option to shoot an occasional wedding whenever he wants provides him with security and savings. He takes the jobs that accommodate his schedule and turns down the ones that don't, all while continuing to receive a steady paycheck from his real job. When a Pennsylvania oil and gas sales rep started posting images on Pinterest, she wasn't a celebrity and didn't have a revenue model. In addition to the day job, she was also a mom and a yoga teacher, active in her local community. Within a month, she had earned more than $1,000, much to her shock and happy surprise. After 3 years, she'd taken in more than $40,000, all while uploading photos whenever she had a break from her busy day. These stories, all true, represent the way of the side hustle, defined as a money-making project you start on the side, usually while still working a day job. In other words, it's a way to create additional income without taking on the risks of going full throttle into the world of working for yourself. Sure, for some people, the thought of quitting their day job and striking out on their own is exhilarating. For many others, however, it can be terrifying. After all, whether or not you have a family to support or a mortgage to pay, a job that produces a steady income and provides health insurance is difficult, if not impossible, to give up. But what if you could get a profitable idea off the ground with just a minimal investment of time, money, and effort? And you could make that happen alongside your stable and steady job. Well, this book shows you how to do exactly that, with a step-by-step guide that takes you from idea to implementation in just 27 days. The guide is designed for the busy and impatient. It's a detailed roadmap that would allow you to brainstorm, select, launch, and make money in under a month. But a side hustle isn't just about putting extra cash in your pocket. In today's environment, where the idea of a business having any sense of loyalty to its workers has all but disappeared, the side hustle is the new job security. It affords you the ability to decide. When you receive multiple paychecks from different sources, you are no longer dependent on the whims of a single employer. More income means more options. More options mean more freedom. In the hours to come, you'll hear many more stories like the ones I just mentioned. Entertaining as they are, they also have a greater purpose. They're here to show you that anyone can build a fast track to freedom by increasing their income using the skills they already have. No matter what it is you do in your day job, or whether you want to identify as an entrepreneur or not, you need a side hustle. And if you follow this path, you'll have one in less than a month. What will your story be? The Money Tree. Did you ever hear the saying that money doesn't grow on trees? Parents sometimes say this to their kids when the kids want to buy everything in sight. Well, those parents are only half right. Money does grow on trees. You just have to plant the right seeds in the right soil. In each short chapter of this book, you'll hear a story of someone who found a money tree and made it blossom simply by putting an idea into action. Along the way, you'll learn how to uncover and unlock a replicable process you can tailor to your own hustle. I hope you find these stories inspiring, but more than that, I hope they inspire you to take action. There's a money tree out there waiting for you too. And in the next 27 days, you'll learn how to find and nurture it and then watch it grow. Whether you're no stranger to side hustles or you're brand new to the concept, this book will help you get up and running with a profitable project in a short period of time. All the details are coming up, but here's what you need to know right now. First, everyone should have a side hustle. Even if you love your job, having more than one source of income will give you more freedom and more options. Second, it's not that hard to start one. You can do so in less than a month by following the lessons in this book. Third, to be successful at hustling, you first need to understand how to generate profitable ideas and then choose which one is best at any particular time. You'll learn both these skills in the first half of the book. And fourth, side hustles are all about action. You need to launch your idea, usually before you feel completely ready, then regroup and refine after seeing the initial results. You'll learn how to do this in the second half of the book.